Turn your living room into a joyful, hands-free playroom with Cocomelon Sing and Play with JJ. Your child sings, moves, and learns right alongside JJ and friends, all on the big screen. It's designed thoughtfully to spark speech, rhythm, and coordination through songs and active play. Try an ad-free, safe, and interactive way to make screen time part of their learning and growth. Parents love how easy it is, voice-controlled and frustration-free. Kids love every moment of singing, laughing, and playing along. It's fun for them, and it's feel-good for you. Available now in the Volley app on your smart TV. Just search Volley in your TV's app store and start your free trial of Cocomelon Sing and Play with JJ today. That's Cocomelon Sing and Play with JJ. Available now in the Volley app on your smart TV. Search Volley and start your free trial today.
Volley.
Welcome back to Fostering Faith. My name is Tracy Foster, and I am here in this episode that really got started because me and Gia were having a discussion about weeds and flowers. And I was like, that really is. I'm like, because I was didn't know if this flower was a weed, but it looked like it was so pretty. I didn't want to pull it. And I was just like, you know, some weeds are like really pretty. I feel bad for calling them a weed. I said, I wonder if they get offended if you call them a flower, but they're really a weed, and like vice versa. And so I was like, that really does go back into scripture. And G was like, yes, because everything that you talk about, you can tie back into scripture. And so my name is Tracy Foster. Welcome back to Fostering Faith. If you're just now joining us, I'm so glad that you're here. While you're listening in your car, or while you're folding laundry, walking your dog, or just sitting down for a cup of coffee in your Bible, this moment is here for you. And it matters because we're going to dive deep in today. And I mean, real deep. And so in today's episode, Growing Through the Weeds, we're going to be anchoring our hearts into Matthew 13 in the parable where Jesus is told about the wheat and the weeds. But listen, it's not just about the plants, not about just dusty old farmer story. This is a parable. It's about you. It's about me. It's about real tension that we're living in the world today, full of distractions, toxic influences, spiritual counterfeits, and questions like, why is this still here in my life, God? Why haven't you removed it yet? So let's start where Jesus started. Let's read in Matthew 13, 24 through 30. It says, Jesus told another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in the field, but while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came out and sowed the weeds among the wheat and went away. When the wheat sprouted and formed heads, the weeds also appeared. The owner's servants came to him and said, sir, didn't you sow good seeds in your field? Where did these weeds come from? An enemy did this, he said. The servants asked him, do you want us to go pull them up? No, he answered, because while you're pulling the weeds, you may uproot the wheat with them. Let them both grow together until it's harvest. Now, pause with me for a second, because we always want to know kind of what the picture looks like. And so don't breeze just by that. And so Jesus is telling us about his kingdom. Yes, the one that we're already living in, but also waiting for. There will be things planted in the same space that look good, but aren't good. There will be wheat, true, life-giving, fruitful believers, and there will be weeds. And those weeds, they don't look evil. They don't come with warning signs. They come camouflaged. They come quietly. They look and grow right beside the real thing. And so let's dig a little bit deeper. And so the wheat back in the day was a plant called darnel. Darnel was a type of rye grass that almost is indistinguishable from wheat until the very end of the growing season. And when the wheat starts to produce heavy golden grain, the darnel produces nothing. It's empty. In ancient Israel, this isn't just symbolic. It was a real-life farming problem. Enemies would actually sow darnel into someone's wheat field to sabotage their harvest. Darnel is toxic. It can make you sick. It pretends to be something it's not. So what is Jesus showing us? He's saying that in the kingdom, nothing that looks like it belongs does. Not every influencer preaching the Bible open is actually preaching the truth. Not every emotion that feels good is from God. Not every opportunity is God ordained. Not every friend is building your faith. And not every thought that crosses your mind is worth entertaining. And this is where it gets real. Jesus doesn't tell the servants to go pull up the weeds. In fact, he stops him and he says, no, because while you're pulling up the weeds, you may uproot the wheat with them. Now listen, this part hit me so hard because there are things in my life and I know that are not from God. Things I've prayed would be removed, circumstances I begged him to fix, people I've prayed to forget, and yet they're still here. But Jesus says, let both grow together until harvest. That sounds a lot like, let it be, wait, trust me. You're not the gardener. I am. And that is so hard to chew on if you're in the middle of a season and you don't know what is on that paper. You don't know what the diagnosis is. You don't know what is going on in your marriage. You don't know what the circumstances at work are. And you're just praying like, God, change this, change this, change this. Because we want instant deliverance. We want the Amazon Prime. We want the delivery at our door the next day. We want to pray and it be right there. We want to rip things out at the root. We want to clean uncluttered fields. We want perfect, peaceful lives. But Jesus says, if you move too fast, you will play judge and gardener, and you might damage the wheat while trying to eliminate the weeds. So what does that mean for us? It means that God, in his sovereignty, sometimes allows difficult people, messy relationships, hard circumstances, temptations, doubts, pain, and spiritual confusion to remain, not because he approves of them, but because he's doing something deeper in us that requires growth alongside them. Sometimes you can only learn what's really inside of you when you're up against something that challenges you. Sometimes it's weeds growing next to you that forces you to dig your roots deeper. Sometimes it's a presence of fake that makes the real more obvious. Let me give you a real example. Wheat, when it matures, becomes heavy with grain. It bends. It bows low. But weeds, they stay tall and stiff. They stand proud. There's humility and true spiritual maturity. There's surrender. There's weight. But false faith stands tall, proud, and unbending. So here's a question for you. When pressure hits, do you bow? Do you bend in worship, in surrender, in trust, and say, I know that you have this. I know I have nothing. I am weak, and I know that you are my strength. I have nothing if I don't have you. Are you stiffened in pride, in resistance, and in control? Because weeds don't know how to bow. And let's go a step further. When Jesus explains a parable to his disciples in verses 36 through 43, he says that this is about the end of the age. The harvest is coming. The weeds will be pulled out and burned. The wheat will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. And so, yes, the parable is about judgment. It's about God's perfect justice. It's about discernment, trust, spiritual growth, right here and right now. And so you're great. This is great. We're farming in this episode, Tracy. But how do I apply this to my life? Like, so let's go through that. So how can we apply this? One, stop trying to pull up your own weeds. Not every battle is yours to fight. Not every issue is meant to be fixed immediately. And there are things that only the harvest can handle. And so we trust the process. And while God is maturing us and waiting on us and growing us and molding us, we're here to trust him. And what else are we going to do while we wait? Number two, Discern what's growing in your field. Ask God for clarity. What in your life is wheat, bringing nourishment, blessing, and life? What's a weed that's draining you, that's distracting you, that's deceiving you? And listen, some weeds are pretty. Some weeds smell real sweet. But if it's not feeding your faith, it's not from the farmer. Keep growing. Don't let the weeds around you stunt your growth. Don't wait for the field to be perfect. You are called to mature right where you are. If you're in a job that feels toxic, keep growing. If you're in a family dynamic that's hard, keep growing. If you're in a spiritually dry season, keep growing. Because your faith isn't dependent upon your surroundings. It's dependent on your source. 4, stay humble. Let the fruit of your life speak for itself. Bow low, be teachable. Don't get caught up in the exposure and exposing the weeds around you and stop producing fruit yourself. Don't get so caught up in exposing all the weeds and pointing fingers and doing all the things that around you that you start stop producing your joy, your fruit, your love, your peace, your happiness, your fruits of your spirit. 5, the final word is not yours. It's not your job to judge who's wheat, who's weeds. God knows, God sees. God will sort it out in the end. Friend, I know you're in a season surrounded by weeds, but don't give up. Don't curse the field. Don't compare your growth. Just keep reaching for the light. Keep soaking in the word. Keep producing fruit. The harvest is coming. And so thank you so much for joining me today on Fostering Faith. I hope this message challenged you, encouraged you, made you look at your field a little bit more different. I'd love for you to share this with somebody and remember that you are made to grow in messy places. I would love to pray for us. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today. Thank you so much for yesterday. Thank you that you see our fruit. Thank you that you know our heart. Thank you that you never stop cultivating us for your purpose. Thank you that you have allowed us to grow amongst the weeds. Thank you that you are the harvester. Thank you that we bow at your feet and that we lay our worries and our burdens at your feet because we know that you are a good father. We know that you are taking care of us. Thank you for all that you do. In Jesus, I pray. Amen. And so until next time, keep growing, stay rooted, and trust in the one who never misses a single seed. Have a great week, guys. We love you.